My guest at this time is Ambassador James Woolsey, former director of the CIA and currently the chairman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. We've asked him to comment on a new report from the Government Accountability Office showing that the computer networks at 24 federal agencies are vulnerable to cyber attack. And Mr. Ambassador, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
The GAO report says it found persistent weaknesses at 24 federal agencies, including deficiencies in how organizations prevented inappropriate access to computer networks, identified intrusions, and planned for a network disruption. What does this tell us about our level of vulnerability right now?
Well, I think it's substantial, and it needs to improve a great deal and to improve fast. When the Chinese can get over 20 million investigations with people where people have named the individuals that they work closely with in foreign countries and so forth, that's just a treasure trove for China or whoever else taps into that sort of thing, for blackmail, for recruiting intelligence reporters, whatever. It's a serious situation.
You said we need to make improvements and we need to make them quickly. You referred to the hack at the Office of Personnel Management, which left vulnerable 20 million records. And we just found out several days ago the fingerprint files of over 5 million of current and former federal employees. So why does it take so long to make these sorts of changes?
Well, I think it's partly that the nature of the web and of the Internet is basically kind of hostile to security. It's not impossible, and smart people have put together good software programs, and sometimes they go so far as to have physical gaps between transmissions in hardware. But it's hard because the Internet was put together by a group of genius and I call them because I guess I might have been this once, the flower children of my generation, who back in the 60s started working on this and said, you know, it'd be great if we could, these two or three dozen of us could communicate with one another whenever we wanted, a thing, well, let's maybe call it email, and everybody gets in, and it's wonderful because everybody can connect with everybody. And that's the way the web went. And that's the way it's ended up. So it is difficult. You're starting from a position in which you're walking uphill in trying to make transmissions and so forth in the web secure. It's not impossible. There's a lot we can do that we've been slow on, but it's a frustrating undertaking for a lot of people, and it's easier to play offense than defense.
What are the keys to proper protection?
Well, I'm not, you've got a lawyer history major you're talking to here rather than a computer scientist. So I think I'm probably going to pass that one to somebody with more expertise, but it is frustrating to find these things, report after report after report, and such a group is behind, such and such a group has not gotten started next year, or as Macbeth says, tomorrow, tomorrow, and tomorrow.
Sir, do you get the sense that after the OPM hack and others that have happened at the White House and Pentagon in recent months, that this is being taken seriously to the level that it should, and it just takes a little while to implement, or is there still a kick in the pants needed on some level here?
I think there's still a kick in the pants needed. I think people have not really zeroed in on how serious it is when you get either a hack of 20 million files or you get a Townsend or whatever. And it's gotten mixed up to some extent. Dealing with it has gotten mixed up with, I think, wrongly, really, with civil liberties issues. People were reluctant to continue any of the big data collection, which would maybe give you a handle on folks who are causing particular difficulties on the web because of the Townsend issues about does that mean the government knows too much about your emails and such. And I think that there's a lot going on. Some of it is concern about civil liberties that I think is manageable. Some of it is the nature of the web. Some of it is government bureaucracy not responding well and quickly to serious dangers because it interferes with the normal path of business. And in companies and sometimes in the government, people are reluctant to spend the money to fix things like internet security and communications security because it detracts from what they ought to be, they think, spending their time and appropriated funds on. And so you got that problem.
We're talking with Ambassador James Woolsey, former director of the CIA, chairman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. And, sir, this news comes at a time when a lot more attention is being paid to major developments on the international stage. You've certainly got China's ambitions going on right now. And the big headline, of course, Wednesday is Russia launching airstrikes in Syria, although not at ISIS, interestingly enough, rebels that want to take down the Assad regime, which they are now vowing to protect, of course. So given the ratcheting up of actions and intentions by two of the most likely perpetrators of cyber espionage, what does it tell us about the urgency here?
Well, it's very urgent, and we're in a situation now that is stunning, with Russia ordering us to stay out of their way in the Middle East. Try to imagine what the response of Teddy Roosevelt or Harry Truman or Andrew Jackson would have been if the Russians had said, stay out of X. we seem to be turning a chunk of the Middle East over to them to manage.
Final thoughts on the cyber threat here. What do you hope to see from the administration? I know you've said in previous conversations that they need to do more from the top down to make this a bigger priority. Are you seeing anything in that direction? And what specifically would you like to see them either say or do?
Well, this is something that people are only going to pay attention to, I think, if the president makes it a high priority. And the problem is now because I think he's been running a fairly weak foreign policy, he's got to have a lot of priorities. He's trying to put his finger in a lot of different dikes, but one that he's got to block the leakage on is this, and he needs to make it a personal matter that he brings home to the agency heads in Homeland Security and Defense and elsewhere, that this has got to be right at the top of their agenda. I think there's nobody else in the government that could begin to create this priority except him.
This may call for speculation, sir, but obviously one political story that's happening at the same time of all this cybersecurity concern is the Hillary Clinton emails. Based on what we've seen, do you think it's less likely or more likely that some other country knows what was in those emails?
Well, let's put it this way. If the Secretary of State or foreign minister, let's say, of a country like China or some adversary but not bitter enemy of ours, but important country, if we knew that there was a server outside the control of the government system that was carrying the Secretary of State's communications, whoever discovered that and began to exploit it would be the toast of the town within Moscow or Beijing or wherever they found out about it.
Mr. Ambassador, a lot to focus on. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Good to talk to you again.
Ambassador James Woolsey, former director of the CIA, current chairman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.